Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Very
head roll
when you say that.
Yeah. Hello and welcome. We're back. From the com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I skipped that part. From the com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. And then I say my name. My name is Brian Becker. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 527 of the show. We appreciate your patronage. We appreciate you listening. We love you all. If you would like to contact us, you are welcome to do so. And maybe start emailing again. I mean, I just go through and I delete all the spam emails that I'm signed up for every week before we do the show, but people aren't really emailing anymore. Try it. Maybe you're new. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Additionally, you can give us a call. 949-464-8257. TBLS is the phone number. Please call us. We would love to hear from you. We love having that conversation with you. Also, we would appreciate it if you became a bonus content subscriber. Click the link in the show notes. Sign up there. Support a fledgling couple of hardworking bros rapping sports in your ear. Give us $5 a month and you get everything extra that we do that the cheap people like Telly Tuput in Flyover America can't afford. So, you know, if you can, we appreciate it. We love you. If not, just listen to the free part and then go on and rate and review us, because that would be nice and that's free. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you doing, buddy?
I got some good news and bad news with me.
GNBN.
Bad news.
You're supposed to ask me what I want first.
Well, what do you want first?
I always take the bad news first, of course.
Of course. That's why.
It's like tails never fails. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So the bad news, it's not for anyone but me.
Yeah.
Today, yeah. I have like a zit on my cheek. Oh, I'm fucking 48. Like, yeah, what? Like, what, am I signing up for this? Like, I'm 48. What's with the zit?
I get zits all the time.
What is this?
I get a zit in one spot, like kind of above my right eyebrow. It's like the fucking same zit. It shows up. It just goes away. You. Yeah. And then you. It comes back in the same fucking spot like 3 months later. It just
is bullshit.
Yeah. And you know what I do is I see them and then I go in the mirror and I make an Insta story of them where I zoom in real close on my zits and everybody in my family gets so bummed out. They're like, Dad, come on. What are you doing? Babe, come on. You don't need to do, people don't want to see that. And I'm like, yeah, but I think it's funny. I think it's funny to zoom in on my blemishes.
I appreciate the humor in it, but like also it's just such a bummer that it exists.
Yeah,
what are we doing here?
Yeah, but you're so gorgeous.
Thing.
No, you're so handsome.
This is God's way of saying like we got to knock you down a peg.
Exactly. It's like well, you could give yourself some scars or something, or the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is like, hey, how about I just give you some zits? I'll give you a nice juicy white head.
Keep this motherfucker humble.
Yes, exactly. So that's not even that bad of news.
The good news is. I just had one of the stories we're doing. I had the thing up it was a Huffington Post story that we're going to do later.
That still exists, the Huffington Post?
I didn't know, but apparently our Mary Steenburgen story was still up on my laptop.
Yeah.
And at the top, there's like, you know, thumbnails for other stories. And this is one of my favorite headlines ever. This is the good news. Actor Zachary Quinto told by restaurant to take your bad vibes elsewhere.
Was this in New York? More restaurants need to do this. by the way.
Just take your, like, get at, I mean, people should have been doing this to Corden for years.
We heard about that. He was not too popular in Manhattan, from what
Manita,
I hear.
Manita. What was Manita?
Not
Mediterranean-esque.
I love Mediterranean food.
Sure.
So healthy.
Oh, Toronto. Toronto Canadians are lovely people. Nice.
They're so nice up there. Now, what was he doing? Like,
who doesn't love Canadians? He was taking bad vibes towards them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
Manita, which serves Mediterranean-esque fare, accused him on Sunday of berating staff, driving the host to tears, and freaking out other customers during brunch. Brunch is a happy time.
Yeah, people are drinking. Brunch is great.
Usually
brunch means you're hungover from the night before. You're like, let's go get brunch.
Yeah, let's like enjoy like Eggs Benedict or some shit like that. So,
yeah. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck what we eat today. It's our cheat day.
Yeah, I do like the story. Drags James Corden through the mud. Former late show host James Corden was infamously banned from Manhattan's Balthazar in 2022 after yelling at servers.
Yeah. Because he's a huge piece of shit. Like,
stop bumming everyone out at brunch, Spock. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And we learned Spock. He's like super rich. Fuck him.
Oh, because he was on. Well, not only is he Spock.
You told me. I forgot that he was Spock, but you said he's on some show and he's like one of the most bankable stars on TV now.
Wait, I said that? Zachary Quinto?
I think you told me this guy is like crazy rich. We did a whole how fucking rich is this guy?
I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure I know he had a show before.
Play the jingle. I'm going to do the how fucking rich to you.
Okay, let's do it. Here we go. Oh, hold on. Here we go.
Is this guy? I can't figure it out, I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion, or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
I'm saying like he was Spock, but then he's on some show that we like learned.
I feel like this is when She Who Shall Not Be Named was on the show, because she was such a fucking star fucker that she knew this kind of stuff. And I probably was just pretending, or because she was yapping at me all the time, I probably took in that information from her, but like everything else about her, I've shed it. Do you watch Couples Therapy yet? Have you ever seen Couples Therapy?
I know of it, but no.
Yeah. It's kind of good. It's kind of a good show, but it's a little intense, and I'm not going to compare my situation. I actually should not have even brought it up, but there's a thing where a guy on that show has had such intense trauma in his life that he, and this is a coping mechanism. This is a psychological thing that people do as a response to trauma. It's a lot like PTSD. People dissociate. They just feel the feelings that they had in that time when they experienced trauma, and they literally psychologically disappear and become someone else. And that's the only way they can survive it. So what I'm saying is that, look, I wasn't in the fucking trenches in France in World War I watching dudes get blown apart or lit on fire in the snow. Okay. I didn't live through that.
That 1914. What was the name?
The one that's all one shot.
Oh yeah. My God. That movie. Yes. You're like, I couldn't have lasted 5 minutes here.
By the way, I
got a self report.
Okay.
Zachary Quinto, I thought was Jeremy Sisto. We did the how fucking rich is it?
Guy. Oh, yeah,
remember? Yeah. That was the guy. I was thinking there was some like annoying kind of guy that we found out is like secretly crazy rich.
Yes. I left my cranberry CD in the quad. I gotta go before someone snags it. Yo, Jeremy Sisto.
That's the one that I was like, whoa. But Quinto, Why don't we do it? I was thinking of Sisto, though. That's
Hold on. Let me finish my disassociation.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I've forgotten all my Zachary Quinto information because I was so traumatized by that period of my life that it's impossible for me to remember many things. I have to disassociate at times.
Sure.
So Zachary Quinto.
I'm sure doing one of our stories with the same last name's got to bring some of that shit back. Yeah,
we had that problem last week.
We got an update this week.
Oh, I can't wait. So Zachary Quinto, he was on Heroes.
Yeah, which like lasted like a year, but Star Trek is his big bag. Yeah.
And he's the number two man on the call sheet. I assume I'm not a fucking huge nerd, so I haven't seen any Star Treks. Okay. And nobody try to tell me.
I think I saw one of them and it was a reminder. Yeah. I'm not a Star Trek guy. I just am not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He and was also, it looks like he's on one of those, and they're like 19 of them, American Horror Stories.
Yes, but those don't pay. That's cable. That's on FX.
Right, so but I'm just saying, like, money. that's another thing that, like, it seems like he pops up.
He, how many, I'm going to guess there's been about, like, three Star Treks.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
Oh, his one number, of them was the dude whose car ran him over.
His Jeep Cherokee.
That's awful.
I believe his parents got some money from Chrysler out of that because he put it in park. And
to like
that,
go open the gate or something.
The mailbox. It might have been the gate, but he got pinned against the mailbox, I think what happened, because there was some flaw in that year of Jeep Cherokee.
Where you put it in park and it decides not to park.
Yes, it looks like it's in park and it wasn't, and his fucking car pinned him.
So sad.
So he's probably alive for a little while.
Oh my god. I also saw a really sad. We're gonna I got another net worth right RIP? After this.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how they're related, but it pops up like, hey, do you want to look up this guy's net worth?
Yeah. And,
but first let's go Quinto.
Quinto, I'm gonna say he's worth $12 million.
You are
right on it. Nailed it.
60% of the way there. It's $20 million.
Whoa.
He's not Sisto rich, but
no.
Still he's crazy rich for a guy who like was on one season of Heroes and American Horror Story and Spock.
Yeah, but he looks like a more handsome Leonard Nimoy. And
he doesn't scare children.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, so scary. Okay. Is there another one? Is there another
alpha? The other one. So it's just got like at the top, maybe it's just like most searched, but I don't even know what that is because it's got like random people. Then it says Taylor Swift, which we all know she's like crazy rich.
A zillion. Yeah.
And then, Brad Pitt, Miley Cyrus, Evander Holyfield. I was like, what's Evander working with? We've done some stories.
Well, Evander Holyfield. By the way, go back if you're, and this is shout out to Angelo, boxing correspondent. Go back and look at, because Evander Holyfield, he was the heavyweight champion of the world, but his MO when he had to go up to heavyweight because he was a cruiserweight, right?
And there's no money in that.
There's no money in being a cruiserweight. I don't even know if there's such a thing anymore, but he was a cruiserweight and that did him no good. He won an Olympic. I think he won a silver medal. No, he won a gold medal. He won a gold medal at the Olympics.
Tyson didn't medal because he was like punching too hard.
Right.
Like on the 84 Olympic team. He was a brawler and he wasn't like a technical guy.
Yeah. I think Evander was probably 88. Was that Seoul, Korea?
That was when Roy Jones was robbed by the Korean boxer who like hugged him after and he was very mad.
Olympic boxing is one of the most bullshit things that's ever. Yeah. But Evander Holyfield was a bad motherfucker. Tactician, tough, fucking chin of stone. But also, he'd like to
during fuck a less a exciting. Lot. He was during a less exciting time. Like Tyson went to jail, and then Holyfield was the guy. Oh. And people cared less.
Yeah, he had that trilogy with Riddick Bowe.
And by the time. And we're gonna do Bo after this because he popped up. But by the time he fought Tyson was on all kinds of meds and was like kind of sad. Tyson,
I was at, I recall, I think it was Beau Holyfield 2. I was at a bachelor party, and it was the first time. I was pretty young then. I was probably like 21. There was a, it was the first time. No, I think I was 20 because I couldn't go to bars yet. I was watched that fight at a bachelor party. That was the first one of those real dirty bachelor parties I ever went to.
And we've all been to them, and it, there is nothing like your first when yes. you're like, oh, wait a second. What is going on?
I'm like, is this legal?
And
like,
you've got some veterans on the scene, somebody's uncle or something. You're like, oh my God, I didn't realize these things get this dirty.
I wasn't connected to the bachelor. It was like some, it was my buddy. Yeah, was
we've
like,
all been there. You're like, what? Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, yeah, it was wild. Okay. Evander Holyfield, he had that huge house that I believe Rick Ross, that's another one we got to do because the boss, Rick Ross, is so fucking rich, and I don't know how.
Oh, he has all the money.
He's got all the money.
He produces like lots of stuff.
Which is weird because he used to be a prison guard, and it's like hard. Right, I think he tried to hide that
thing.
Yeah. Okay. The I'm going to say Evander Holyfield, he was very rich. He had that big house that Rick Ross has now.
Remember, he was tithing too.
He was tithing. Benny Hinn, a local, he was our local televangelist here in Orange County. We had a couple, but he was one of them. Benny Hinn healed the hole in his heart. Because remember, Evander couldn't get licensed to box right. in a lot of places because of his heart condition. That said, I think last count, he was in the baker's dozen of illegitimate children, despite his love of the Lord. I'm going to guess that, and look, he was still trying to fight. He's got to be closing in on 60 years old, and he was still trying to get fights recently. He had to go to Russia. He was fighting people. I think he got knocked out by like Vitor Belfort. Oh my God, an MMA guy. Okay. I'm going to guess that Evander Holyfield, he's still, you know, maybe he had a 401k IRA or something. I'm going to say he's got $11.5 million.
He's got $1 million.
$1 million!
And then, so remember how Holyfield finally got his belt. He didn't defeat Tyson to get it. He defeated the guy who defeated Tyson.
Haseem Rahman?
Oh, Buster Douglas.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Guess what Buster Douglas is worth?
Oh, he's dead. He died. He died many years ago.
Buster Douglas.
Still alive.
I think he was putting on 18, yeah. But I think he's 64. He's still alive.
Diabetes was going to get him. I'm going to say Buster Douglas is worth, because he probably goes to card shows and stuff, $3 million.
He's worth 15.
What?
Then.
Good investments.
Now, the last one we're going to do.
Okay.
You talked about the trilogy, Holyfield, Riddick Bowe. What's Riddick Bowe worth?
Big Daddy Bowe.
Big Daddy Bowe. Remember he had that manager who was kind of like Sean, whatever. He acted like he was a black guy. He was just a white guy.
Right.
Rock.
Sean King. Yes.
Rock something.
Yes. Rock. Yeah. He looked like Talcum X. That's right. He was almost like a pro wrestling manager.
Rock Newman. Dude was just a straight up white guy. And he was like, they're trying to oppress our people. And it was like, our.
Yeah.
Like, let Riddick speak for himself. But you're a white dude.
Didn't Big Daddy Bowe try to join the Marines, or was that him and Haseem Rahman?
He didn't like the wake up times.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, could you turn off the horns? I'm trying to sleep here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna say Big Daddy Bowe. I don't know his situation with illegitimate children, but I'm gonna look. He had a short run, but he had some big fights. I'm gonna say he's got $4.5 million.
He's got $30,000.
What?
I've never seen on this website that.
Look, I got $30,000.
I was gonna say, like, this, like, hey, listen, life is a struggle for all of us, but Not somebody famous, like $30,000.
Whoa, buddy.
I've never seen net worth stoop so low.
Wow. Wow. What a ride. Well,
yeah, we've been on a ride tonight.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, that was very fun. I don't know how we got started. Oh, Zachary Quinto.
Yeah, I confused him with Jeremy Sisto, and then we went on a ride.
Yeah, it's the O's. Okay, let's talk about people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
It's kind of warmed up here in the Ball Lifestyle World headquarters.
Yeah.
By the window. And I'm back on my 75 hard bullshit. I'm not technically doing 75 hard, but I have been doing, like, trying to get in a walk on top of my regular workout or two walks or whatever. And I went on a walk just before the show and it's kind of hot. And now I'm sitting by the window and it's kind of hot and I'm a little sweaty and I like rubbed, like my eyes kind of itching. And I kind of rubbed some sweat into my eyeball and now I'm like crying and I have blurred vision. It might be over for me.
So yeah. My biggest problem when I'm riding my bike is the sweat into my eyes. And it stinks because I'm a pasty Irishman, I have to wear sunscreen and then I sweat in like sunscreen in my eyes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're always stinging. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Throw a do-rag on.
Oh yeah, that's totally me.
Yeah. Get a cool do-rag. Maybe American flag one. That would look cool. wrap that up, throw it on under your helmet, or get a old school sweatband. You're looking badass, dude. Yeah,
that would be pretty sweet.
Ed, who died this week?
We lost Drew Gordon, former 76er and New Mexico Lobo, brother of the Nuggets' Aaron Gordon, 33 years old. Car crash. Very sad.
Wait. This guy was wait. I'm confusing him. Who was the guy from Kansas? Was that another
Drew,
Gordon?
No, Drew Gooden.
Gooden, right.
Aaron Gordon, I believe, if he's not like a six man, I believe he starts for the team that won the championship last year. Like he's like a big deal.
Yeah, and his he brother dunks was over like, cars.
Yeah. His brother was like, you know, a very good college player and had a cup of coffee, but very sad. 33
Hold on.
Years old.
Hold on, Ed. Developing news as I was looking up Drew Gordon. This is going to take, we're going to dig a little deeper here because it says former Bay Area sports star Drew Gordon dies in autocycle crash.
Oh, I thought it was a car crash. Autocycle?
Is this a power unicycle? Is it one of those three-wheel things where it's like, It looks like an X-Man should be driving it. Like it's got two wheels on the front and one on the back, and it looks real douchey.
It is.
It is? Oh, that's no.
I'm looking it up. Come on.
Three-wheeled autocycle. Oh, no.
What a way to go out.
Former NBA forward Drew Gordon, who grew up in the Bay Area and was a high school sports star at Archbishop Mitty, died in a vehicle crash in Oregon. He was 33. There's also very bad weather in Oregon right now. Clackamas County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene of a crash in an unincorporated part of the county. You'd never want to be in unincorporated areas, Ed. In municipalities. There's fucking streetlights. Remember that? Remember that guy from the Ducks that got murked on a motorcycle recently?
Yeah.
That was in Utah and it's wild there. So that was probably unincorporated.
That's like getting involved with a murder in a remote Italian town when you're a study abroad student. You just, you know, You're in trouble over there.
Well, what you don't do is when you're being questioned for the murder,
you don't
want to be doing yoga and cartwheels and stuff because you're neurodivergent. Clackamas County Sheriff's, the one I feel sorry for, of course, we're talking about the Amanda Knox, who was factually innocent of the murder. Factually,
but fucked up in every way could.
She's a little odd. She's a little odd. She has a podcast.
Let's get her on.
The actual murderer left his excrement in the bowl. And they were in the pan. Yeah, they were like, but we still think it could be the roommate. She is so weird. Look how weird she's being.
Look at all her stretches.
Yeah. But I feel real bad because some gamer nerd.
Oh, no.
Started banging Foxy Noxie like 2 days before. You know, she shows up in town and she's like, I need some fucking Italian dick. And this dude, Raffaello Falleri, is like, well, look, I'm a nerd, but I got the accent. So let's get it going. Yeah. And so he's railing her.
I'm a nerd, but I've got a noodle just the same. I got some pasta that's right. for you.
Yeah. Yes. I got some fusilli over here for you. And then he gets caught up on it. And then he was on trial and in prison the whole time. And he's like, I just knew the weird. Like, I was just deep digging.
I was just getting the penne wet. Come on, give me a break.
Yes. Unbelievable. There they found, okay. Oh, the 1 p.m. crash in an unincorporated part of the county around 1 p.m. Thursday. There they found Gordon. We got to search. Now, it says the thing. They found Gordon in a Vanderhall Carmel three-wheeled auto cycle. Okay. We're looking at this. We're looking it up right now. I'm going to copy and paste.
I just looked up Google image of auto cycles. And I was like, this is a lane I don't choose to drive it.
Yeah. Oh, wait. This is the one you drive. So his isn't the motorcycle kind. This is the one where you've seen these, Ed. This one is not exactly the one you've seen, but you've seen these because where you live, there's a lot of like Wall Street dudes with too much money. And that's who buys these pieces of shit. Mm. It's a car, but it's a car where you like kind of got to wear a helmet because
which makes it not a car.
Right. It's a car, but there's only one wheel driving the car in the back. Yeah. And then there's two wheels in the front, which is, remember the ATV, Ed? ATC.
Oh, sure.
The ATC.
I was going to say ATV. Greg LeMond is paralyzed because of it, right?
Was it? No. Is that true? Greg LeMond? Oh, yeah. He rolled over on one.
I believe they used to
make three-wheeled ones, and they were outlawed because it makes sense. Something with three wheels
can be wobbly.
Yes, much less stable than something with four wheels. And look, I don't want to make fun of Aaron Gordon, RIP, or Derek Gordon. This is very sad.
But
he should not. Drew Gordon, whatever. I was getting there. This thing that he was in, no one should be in one of these things ever.
Nobody should be in. Look, it's very sweet. And we tilt our heads when we see a three-legged dog.
Yes.
Because they're working their ass off. They're walking down the street and you're like, I love that you're still being loved by your owner. You're being walked. But you see that it's got to be like a hop. It's not stable because four legs are stable. You need you need pairs. Humans have two. Yeah. So it's like when you have an odd number, it makes it a little wobbly.
Yes, exactly. And it gets worse, Ed. A preliminary investigation found that Gordon, quote, crossed over the center line of South Springwater Road and hit the pickup. Gordon died at the scene. Because of course he did. Because you're not going to survive any kind of collision in this type of a vehicle, especially a head-on.
Yeah. Well, very sad.
Very sad. R.I.P. Oh, this guy went to... Oh, he was recruited by Ben Howland for UCLA and committed to play for the Bruins in 2007. The relationships with Howland...
His brother is like a crazy good athlete. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Thick. He can jump over dunker. Cars. Like, he's a beast.
Yes. Oh, great Bruin, this Drew Gordon. RIP. Very sad.
And then it broke this afternoon. RIP Larry Allen, Hall of Fame Cowboys offensive lineman, 52, suddenly while on vacation. You know, big offensive lineman.
Pretty big dude. Freak athlete.
But like was of those crazy good Cowboys teams,
yep.
He was like the lineman. He was.
Yep. There's video of him like at the combine or whatever, where they can try to bench 225 the most amount of times. And he benches it like 38 times or something. Like he was just a freak. And he was more than 300 pounds and he was still one of the faster guys on the team. Like, and he had those long ass arms.
Yeah.
I mean, just a complete, like one of one, Larry Allen, complete freak, maybe the strongest guy ever to play in the NFL. 52, pretty young.
Too young.
Very sad.
Very sad.
RIP. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, let us know, after all that very sad news, tell me, what is happening in the world of sports?
Well, we're talking about regret, because the great Saints quarterback, Drew Brees, says he could have played 3 more years if not for arm injury. And, Brian, I haven't shared this on the show, but I was on my way to being the tallest player in the NBA, and then I stopped growing.
Yes.
And then there was this one time where I was almost the best looking guy in Hollywood, but then I didn't look like Brad Pitt. So like, what is this interview?
That's how every career ends.
Yeah.
I used to have a buddy, my buddy Todd, and he could throw a pretty nice ball, and we would be tossing the football out in the street, and he would go like this. He'd be like, you know what? If I were an inch taller, I could have been Doug Flutie. I could be out there on the field right now, and I'd have to break it to him, and I'd go, Todd, you're probably an inch taller than Doug Flutie. Like you're at least as tall as Doug Flutie, if not a little bit taller. So no, you wouldn't be in the fucking NFL from playing flag football at Chapman College. You wouldn't have gotten to the NFL if you were an inch taller. I'm sorry, buddy.
If only I had two wheels, I could be a motorcycle right now. Yeah. Like, look, what does that mean, Drew Brees?
We learned about Drew Brees because Drew Brees, he was. In San Diego. So he's from Texas, right? He grows up in Texas. Then he goes to Purdue. So he must not have been that good at football because he left Texas to go play college football. He goes to Purdue. He has a pretty nice career. He
lights it up at Purdue.
Yeah. Pretty nice career for the Boilermakers. He gets drafted by the San Diego Chargers and he's playing down there, but he's undersized, right?
He have a big shoulder injury, right?
He ends up getting a shoulder injury,
and they draft
Phil Rivers
with the kids.
Right. Well, I don't think his quiver was full at the time, but he's coming out of NC State and he throws kind of sidearm, but look, that's who they got. So they let this Drew Brees go, and he goes to New Orleans, the Saints, and he's a fucking Hall of Fame player. Like, right. He's great. He's an MVP. He wins the Super Bowl. He's great. But here's the thing.
And then his last couple of years, the tank was on empty, and he was bad at it. Yeah. He was bad at the job. The
team wasn't that good, and it was over. But here's the thing about Drew Brees. When you go from Texas to Indiana, to San Diego, to New Orleans, nobody ever really talks to you that much. You never really hear much from Drew Brees. And it turns out Drew Brees is real fucking dumb. And we first learned that when we found out that some jeweler bilked him out of like $9 million, overcharged him for jewelry. And he's like, hey, can I get some of my money back? And then he's in a lawsuit and you're like, whoa.
And that's why he kept playing when he was bad at the sport, because he's like,
yeah,
I fucked up like so much of my career earnings by getting bilked.
Yes. And then he made a lot of money too. And then he gets a job on TV, because of course he does. Because he's right, like a nice white guy.
The second reason we learned he was not very bright was when he started talking and he had to have thoughts that we would watch on TV.
As much as people complain about Tony Romo, and I get it, he's a little overexcited and he steps on all Jim Nance's canned lines.
I tend to be okay with that, even though like I've never liked the Cowboys. Like I don't have a problem with Tony Romo. Like, yeah, I get it. It's, you know, he can be a goofball, but like the reason why we hear negative stories is because Jim Nance hates his guts and his PR people are trying to trash him.
And so does Jay Stu. And anything Jay Stu clutches his pearls about, like
playing guys, it the right way,
guys who not playing the right way, like Jay Stu, every Sunday he'll tweet something because he thinks people care. He'll tweet some shit about Tony Romo that he doesn't like, and that just makes me like Tony Romo more.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it for me too.
Yes, it's great because Jay Stu hates him. But this Drew Brees, he got a job and he's there with Tirico, who's fucking dull city already. I mean, he's so low energy. And like a lot of full-blooded Italians, he just doesn't have a lot of energy out there. And then Drew Brees just wouldn't talk for like 3 minutes at a time. You're like, oh, this is a fucking one-man booth. And
he forgot he was there.
Yeah.
When you see Tirico, don't you feel like it's that jail scene in Goodfellas where they're slicing the garlic? The and garlic, like, yeah. it feels like I'm back in the old country.
Oh yeah. He's hardcore Sicilian. Like his grandma made the best pasta.
Hey, third and long here.
Hey, where's the gravy? I thought you said that.
Stir the sauce.
Hey, where's the bread?
Do you think punter came on the field. Hey, yo, forget about it.
Do you think that Mike Tirico and Sebastian have like a secret handshake that they do?
Sebastian, hey, that's my guy Tirico. He's making fun of my shiny suits.
Drew Brees, he's real dumb. And he also had the hair. Yes. Yeah.
Remember that?
Well, that's right. He got new hair.
He pulled an Urlacher.
Yes.
No hair.
Yeah, then he had to be on TV. And he's like, well, if I'm going on TV, I'm going to Turkey and I'm getting new hair. You know, Turkey's the place these days, right, Ed?
You've told me, but I know you're plugged into that plug world.
Oh yeah, just Turkey shit is going on. You know, somebody texted me the other day. I think it was, well, I won't say who it was, but it's a friend of the show. Friend of the show goes, hey, what the fuck is going on with Tony Hawk? And I had to say,
oh, is he?
Well, I had to be honest. Tony Hawk is my white whale. I'm just not fucking sure what's going on with that hair. I think it might be his real hair, but then he did that documentary and I think he might've juiced it with the Sam Malone style yarmulke because it was a little more full on the top. But what he is doing, because Tony Hawk's in his, I don't know, he's probably like 54, 55, maybe he's gray and he dyes the top part. So he leaves the gray sides like Bri-Bri's got the gray sides, but I'm all natural.
I've got the poly walnut.
Ah, fuck, it's a great look, right? Is it a good look or what?
I do enjoy it.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's just you're a man of a certain age. You got stature in the world, you know? Yeah. You're not some
I know. I'm punk. Sorry there's a double standard, but I love that the double standard exists that I can have the poly walnuts.
It's not fair because We only get more handsome as we get more gray hair and wrinkles. Look, you know, it's just not
we're
fair.
Doing great.
Gorgeous.
We're doing great.
What else is going on?
So you were talking about, like, remember how disastrous when Drew Brees
yes
was in the booth, like he was like just straight up bad at it, by any measure, like even it was like an old school Big East football game or American Athletic, he was the worst announcer there. Well, cool thing is he's eyeing a return to the broadcast booth.
No,
set sights on primetime. He wants he wants back, and he wants in on the best games
because he needs the money. But he had that.
That
job.
Just tells me that the jeweler situation is way worse. But yeah, like,
he's out of money.
Who's giving? He's terrible at this.
Yes, he was so bad at, and he's. This is how we know he's dumb, because he got the shot at the big time. Now he thinks he's going to get another shot at the big time.
He got the greatest. There are so many like good announcers that have to work their way into the good. He started at the top.
Yeah, he started at the fucking top.
Wasn't it like Monday Night Football or something?
Him and Witten.
Him and Witten got like two great gigs, and both of them were like, oh, you guys are terrible.
So bad. So bad. And no, he's not going to get a job, and he's not going to do the work like Papa John had to do for 20 months to stop saying the N-word. He's not. But Papa John did the work. He didn't just come out and say, hey, look at me, I'm a guy that doesn't say the N-word now. He went down to his dungeon in Louisville.
Put in the work.
He did the work, and 20 months later, he came out and he said, I don't say the N-word anymore.
He's like, look, I put on these bootcut jeans, and I put in the work, and let it be known that you guys at the Baller Lifestyle have not done a story about me dropping the N-bomb once. So I put in that 21-month work, and it paid off.
Yeah. So... Drew Brees, he's got to go and do like Wyoming, Idaho games on Friday nights for a couple of years to get his chops. And maybe he'll come out of that and maybe he'll get a shot at being the number three guy at Fox or something.
I agree. That's probably what he should do. But like, really, he should do high school games.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not bad. I agree.
On a Friday night, I'll fuck around with a Wyoming game.
Oh, so will I. The beautiful brown and yellow.
I know. I jersey? Love that. The brown and yellow with the cowboy jersey. Oh,
Look.
I don't want him ruining those games.
I agree.
He's bad at his job.
Those are the games I love the most. Like New Mexico, San Diego State. I'm fucking, give me some popcorn and a Coors Light, and I'm watching the game. I'm into that. So, yeah, I don't want Drew Brees. So I take that back. Because I don't want Drew Brees ruining that for me. I'm trying to watch my games.
Right.
Yeah.
So, as embarrassing as Drew Brees is, this week, the Giants tight end, Darren Waller, released a new song. I think we talked about it. He got divorced from his WNBA wife. And he released a new song about his failed relationships after the Kelsey Plum divorce. And... buddy, this auto-tuned video about a guy who's broken up is next level.
Well, it's so bitch, first of all.
I mean, he's got teammates that he's got to look at that have to look at him.
Yeah. Hold on, I can't find it. Where's the link? Is it on the...
It's got to be the song.
Now, did they get a divorce because he just couldn't handle having the second most masculine jawline in the marriage? Or that's just my take as an outsider, because no disrespect to her, but everybody's like, oh, he took the L and like all the, and I'm like, well, I mean, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, just Google Darren Waller video. And
okay, hold on. I clicked the TMZ link. Oh, here it is. We got it right here. Here we go, baby. It's got a parenthesis in the title of the song.
Who knew?
Yeah, her perspective. Who knew parenthesis, her perspective, bracketed, official video. As if we thought we'd be watching the fucking bootleg Darren Waller, who knew video. Okay, hold on. This is fucking so exciting.
It's hard to be free.
Oh my God. Much auto-tune.
Oh, he's wearing his Letterman's jacket.
Have your heart broken in return, but it's time.
Take your time. Oh! Time out in
fear. The nights we opened up and we knew how much that you and I were in.
Whoa! Ed.
This is still bad.
I keep trying to pause here. Ed, he paid someone.
Oh, like they hired an actor that looked like his ex.
Bit. Yeah, a little bit. And then he got a film crew to come out and like spend the day shooting him lip syncing.
In the desert.
This beautiful song. And then an editor edited it and they color corrected. They did all the stuff. This had to cost a couple $100,000 to make.
Just and then it this makes him. Result. And by the way, an update that I read today, he's now going to retire.
Oh, that's it.
Because there's no way teammates can look at him or throw to him. It's
no. But does he have what Chandler Jones has? And by what he has, I mean CTE. Yeah, because. He's not making good decisions here. Let's listen to a little more. Oh, no, I clicked the wrong thing. Oh, my God. Hold on. Let's try again.
I'm tired and I want to be still. Imagine if we fell out of tune. Because fuck, who knew that love could kill?
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, indeed, buddy. Come on. Wow, this is the Darren worst thing Waller. I've ever heard.
Yeah, this really sad. New York City, New York Giants star Darren Waller. Ed, you're the NFL guy. Was he like a Pro Bowler?
So I watched him on a Hard Knocks. I think he went from the Ravens to the Raiders. So yeah. I think this dude is crazy talented. I think he flamed out of his rookie contract because he had substance abuse. And then was legit great. And he signed a big deal with the Giants and not so good, but legit good skills, but I also remember reading that he has the worst yards after contact.
Want it.
You know, you see with this video,
it's a business decision.
He's kind of bitch.
Yeah.
Gets hit and he goes down. He's not fighting for more yards. But anyway, super talented, flamed out as a rookie and then turned it around. And now he has no yards after contact with his ex-wife.
Now, yes. Now I'm looking at, and look, this is just a guess, but I'm looking at a picture from TMZ, and his wife plays for the Las Vegas Aces, who happen to be my WNBA team.
I think we did a story where he left the Raiders.
Yes.
And she was with, or they traded him. That was it. They both played for the Las Vegas team, and they traded him to the Giants. He didn't
invite Josh McDaniels to his wedding. Yes,
that was it. We did that story.
But I'm just going to base this on Kelsey's jawline and her shoulders. She's a very handsome woman. And this song
is it says a lot.
Now the retirement. I'm going to just take a wild guess here, and I could be wrong. I think there was some pegging involved in this relationship.
Yes.
You agree with me?
Agree.
Yeah. Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on?
Major League Baseball this week incorporated Negro League stats into the record books. Yeah. And now, like, a lot of famous records have changed.
Yeah. So Josh Gibson, yeah, is the has the all-time highest batting average. Now, hold on. I'm fine with all this, by the way, including yes. the records. But Ty Cobb, noted piece of shit, Detroit Tiger, didn't he have like 12,000 plate appearances? And Josh Gibson, even combined his Negro League records, he only had like 2,000.
Yeah, I get that. But also, I saw a tweet a couple days ago, and it was a picture of an angry skeleton amongst fire. And it said, hey, live look at Ty Cobb from hell.
Yeah, it's great.
But but you know, it's just the when people are like, well, Babe Ruth this, it's like, well, Babe Ruth didn't play against anyone of color and
black
never faced a middle reliever. Like nothing is equal. Nothing's equal to today. You should just make like every era has its own like bunch of stats.
We know. But,
like, nothing.
We know. Nothing. We know. Now hold on. When are we going to give Ichiro all his Japanese League hits?
Well,
the true hit king.
Wait, I was Ichiro gonna say, Suzuki. You're talking about the real hit king, right?
Yeah, the true king Ichiro Suzuki. We got Pete Rose, 4,256 hits, all fucking singles, and 10 years as player manager, where he was barely getting on base, barely getting any hits, just fucking eking out a hit a week. Trying to fucking set the record, that piece of shit.
Oh, and the Pete Rose who never once had a play as good as like every other day with Ichiro with his cannon from right field.
Exactly. Fuck Pete Rose. Hit King his record.
Yeah.
Ichiro Suzuki.
A high school broadcaster was caught on a hot mic talking dirty to soccer moms. He has been fired.
Well, hold on a second. Was he in high school?
This is in Wichita.
I mean, shoot your shot, kid. Girls high school sports announcer fired. Well, hold on. This is a paid gig? Well, hold on. Girls high school sports announcer fired after caught on hot mic degrading players, soccer moms at game. Wichita, Kansas. A high school sports announcer is banned from broadcasting in Kansas postseason games after getting caught on an open mic making crude remarks during high school girls state tournament in Wichita. Well, did Nick Castellanos hit a home run during the remarks? Because
deep fly ball.
Because this sounds like a Tom Brandeman situation. I mean, it's just such disrespect to these girls. Who gives a fuck? Hackney's daughter plays for Rose Hill High School after putting all their
go to the next group of words. It's pretty awesome.
Hold on.
I can't see the legs, but I can feel the ass hit from here.
I mean, come on. You gotta hit the button on the mic, bro. But
I know.
You know, do your thing. Let's let him live. Now, I will say this, Ed, that there's paid announcers for girls soccer is just wild to me. I know a couple guys who do PA for high school football.
They're not getting paid, are they?
No, of course not. And they think that they are like that they're Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. Like they think they're Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. They think they're the cock of the walk because they do these high school football games. And look, I was told that at a scrimmage they made a lot of mistakes. And it was an embarrassment to everyone. I was told the quote I heard was, it was a scrimmage for everyone, including the PA announcers. But they're so proud of it. And then they told me that they wanted to do stats for the basketball games. Mind you, these guys don't have a kid on the team. So I don't know like what Megan's Law has to say about that. But they the sex offender registry, they... They want to go do stats. And I go, well, hold on. were there no sophomore girls available? Because that's who does stats, right? Yeah. It's not, you know, you don't bring in adult men to do stats. That's a child's job.
So I was in a class with a guy. It was a kid in high school who did our PA for our football games.
Yeah.
And I go,
who does that. A kid does that. That's
if
a kid's
it's
job.
Close, if it's close, like if there's a pile up, just credit Ed Daly with the tackle. Yeah. And because like I was a defensive lineman, so there were lots of like pile ups and stuff.
Yes.
And then after the game, my mom goes, Edward, you had 43 tackles today. So everything closed, he kept going, Ed Daly with the tackle. And it was just it was such bullshit. I maybe had five.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Finally, an update. Yep. Commanders have cut kicker Brandon McManus after the lawsuit accused him of inappropriate groping on a flight while with the Jaguars last year. Yeah. We talked about it. He did a night on the rock and night with Is it night with the Roxbury? Night at the Roxbury.
At the Roxbury, yeah.
He was just, he was just rubbing his groin. He just
started rubbing his dick on the flight attendants, which, I mean, just classic player move. Like, who hasn't gotten laid by just walking up to somebody, just rubbing his dick right on
them? I don't know. Yeah. I'm surprised because, like, you know, I see the name McManus and I feel like, you know, I don't know.
Yes. I have a similar reaction, Ed, as you can probably imagine. Let's do some voicemail.
All right.
Oh, okay.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's went well in Gardenia.
So I see we only have one voicemail I see this week, and I can tell who it's from because this person is in my contacts, and I have to be honest, I have to self-report here that last week Katie Shady's email was so heartfelt and kind and loving and emotional that I was listening to the podcast on a walk and it started to play. And I was like, I cannot handle this right now. I do not have the emotional capacity to listen to this voicemail again. And so I stopped listening to the podcast. And then a couple days later, I was on a walk and I was listening to something else. And then our show started playing from that point again after whatever I was listening to. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can hear it now. I'm fine. And then her voicemail started to play again. And I was so emotional again that I started to like sort of sob while I was out for a walk. It was just a lot. And it was so nice. And
so I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I've told you, like I download our show, but I really don't listen. But then I was like, I want to hear some Kyle content, and I listened to the show and I just like found myself enjoying our show.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course I should enjoy it. We're great. But I heard her voicemail and like, I teared up. I'm riding my bike and I'm like, geez, this is like very touching. It's lovely. Yeah. It was a really nice, heartfelt, and it hit home, you know, about the connections we have with people. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. So she has called in again, and I assume she will be back to what she normally does, and that is correct me about
things. Disagreeing with you.
Exactly. Okay, let's hear from her.
Hey guys, Katie Shady here. So I have some concerns about the giant jack-off that's going to be happening at
Rain City Jacks.
Oh, yeah.
And Rabbi, since you are on their mailing list and obviously friends with them now.
Oh, I think, you must have signed me up for this, Shady.
Yeah, it seems like she's a little gleeful that
she's gloating clearly about. I know, you know, I got a lot of feedback last week about the Rain City Jacks anniversary, which, look, I'm getting emails about it.
Anniversary.
Yeah, XIX, you know, you got to wear shoes. They're expecting a big turnout. And I feel like people want to know this stuff before they show up. And I am the one that can convey that information to you because I'm on the mailing list. So let's see what her thoughts are.
Maybe you should talk to them about your friend Charlie, who was in that band Train, which I don't really know, but that guy that you met on the plane who
had
his watch, which I think he said it was a Luke Leon.
Yeah,
it was a Luke Leon. Anyway, he died by slipping in the shower.
That's right.
I have some major concerns about the giant jack off in the basement of Rain City Jack.
You need those goose shoes.
Well, you need those.
Remember, I talked about in college, you had voo shoes.
Voo shoes, yeah.
If you're going to the basement of Rain City Jacks, you need goo shoes.
I agree. I would say, though, you got to take it.
maybe you wear it like crampons, right? Voo shoes. That what you?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking. You need something a little more tactical. Like, you know, like dudes at slaughterhouses, they wear the big, like, rubber boots.
Sure. Like you're waiting.
Yeah, because they're slipping around in guts, and in this case, there's a lot of semen on the floor, which is very slippery. A lot of jizz, you know. You just can't be walking around. Even you could wear your goo shoes, but you know, maybe those aren't non slip. You know how you work in restaurants, and they're like, oh yeah, they're like, you got to have non slip soles on your shoes, like for when you're bringing the dishes to the back.
Pair of Vans isn't going to do.
Right.
There's not enough grip. Right. They're not.
That's right.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah, you got it. You got to be ready. The crampons might be the call where it's like clink, clink, right. Clink. Yeah,
it's like either going to be hiking on a glacier.
I'm
in the basement of Rain City Jacks.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. It's dual purpose. You just never know. You got to be ready, tactical. Now, also, I like, and she's not done yet. She's got another minute to talk here, but I did like that. Katie Shady tried to be too cool for upon the passing of my dear, dear friend Charlie, who was in the band Train. She's like, oh yeah, I don't really know who that is. Come on, Katie Shady.
Right. She was just waxing poetic about the passing of dear friends, and then she just has to minimize your dear friends.
This guy had a fucking number one hit, and it afforded him a beautiful watch that he was all too happy to show me. Hey, look at my watch. It's much. I have one. I like it. He complimented mine, and then he told me he had the same
cool watch.
But he goes,
do you want to be one-upped?
Yeah, here's a better one. Here's a better one than I. And you know what? I like mine better. I like mine better than his. If I had his, I would sell it and buy one of mine and then keep the money. But don't pretend like you haven't. Their song was on every commercial. Hey, soul sister. Hey, soul sister. These are bangers this guy wrote.
Sure. And,
you know, he's died in the shower in Belgium. You can't take it with you. Let's see what she has to say.
Can be slippery. Concrete gets slippery when there are liquid substances.
This is spoken like somebody that's slipped around in a lot of cum before, Ed. Do you see?
Somebody has been in some basements.
Yes, that's clearly what she's telling us, and not so too many words.
And you know, concrete is also porous, so I don't really understand how you clean that up. But I think you might want to bring that to the attention of the people, the good proprietors of the Rain City Jacks Club in Seattle. Yeah. Anyway, just a thought.
Okay. Bye. Thank you for that, Katie.
You think
Shady.
They're like paramedics at the Jacks?
Oh yeah, any right, like kind.
Some
of,
guys are just I've been drained too much. I can't go on. They need an IV.
Yeah. To get a permit, Ed, probably you probably have to have a defib later on site.
Mm.
You probably gotta have you employ an EMT. Like, this isn't the Wild West. This is fucking Seattle. There's a lot of rules and regulations in a place like Seattle. You can't just fuck around when people are going to be coming everywhere. You got to have procedures in place just in case. Precautions. Okay. Couple emails. Oh, this is from Matthew Richards, who passes along, and this is just wild, Ed.
I was just thinking, you don't want dehydrated people climbing the Space Needle.
No, that's true. Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yeah. What if they're coming and they're like, oh my God, I'm awash in endorphins right now and cum. Why don't we take the stairs to the top of the Space Needle and take in the view? And then what do you have happening? You got a bunch of dudes passed out.
Yep.
That's a great point. This is from Matthew Richards, who passes along the story. An affluent adventurer from Ohio intends to show Ohio, where all the serial, where the most U.S. presidents and the most serial killers come from.
That's right.
Yeah. Intends to show the world that the Ocean Gate submersible tragedy was a one-off. Real estate investor Larry Connor plans to dive to the Titanic in a vessel made by Triton submarines to demonstrate that deep sea exploration doesn't require one to be a daredevil. Ed.
Go for it, Larry.
Of course. But who the fuck's getting in this thing with this guy?
Probably like the last guy. He's going to force his son to go in. Remember? His son didn't want to go in. He's like, come on, you pussy. And then sure enough, they exploded.
He forced that. Some billionaire forced his fucking dorky son. I think it might have been his stepson.
But here's the problem.
Yeah.
When you could inherit some serious jack, you're like, I don't want to do this, but man, I can't be cut out of the will.
Gotta play along. Totally understandable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Okay, let's talk about some things that are not, in fact, sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
And what is happening in the world of things that are not, in fact, sports?
Mary Steenburgen.
Yeah.
Ted Danson's wife says she got turned on by Johnny Depp during a love scene in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Wait, is that the one? That's the one with the big fat lady, right? And
we prefer to call her plus-sized, Brian. Plus size.
No.
And Leo. Yes. A nubile Leo playing a challenged young man.
Was it now, it's no surprise to you that Mary Steenburgen was aroused at your presence. You're a big fucking star at the time. You're just fucking all over the world. This is not long after you and your one time compatriot Richard Grieco had the falling out over locking eyes in a spit roast situation. Was any thought given to
us
you?
Us French like to call it a menage a trois.
No, you're not French. No, you're not.
No, I grew up in the Burgundy region of France.
You're from Kentucky. You're from across the river.
Agree to disagree.
Now, Mary Steenburgen's a handsome woman of a certain age.
Sure.
Was any thought given by you and Leo to maybe enjoying a delightful, as a Frenchman, was any thought given to enjoying a delightful Eiffel Tower with Mary Steenburgen and Leonardo DiCaprio?
I love Leo, but no, he was 15 at the time.
That wouldn't be cool.
But I did say to Mary, because she was in the throes of passion with Ted Danson, I was like, the show Cheers is so unsophisticated.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Us French don't call it Cheers when we hold up our drinks. We say au revoir, santé. We don't say cheers, cheers.
So you're disgusted.
Yeah.
Hey,
I told her.
People like, say least, cheers?
I mean, the Chinese at least say chin chin when they drink. Cheers. Oh, very sophisticated. You look the person you're toasting in the eyes. You don't put ice cubes in your wine. No, your never, vino.
Ever. No.
Simple, simple stuff. And I told her, Ted Danson is all wrong.
Wow. Wow. You really let her know. Now, one more thing before we, I know you're very busy shooting things out of cannons and drinking red wine. As a Frenchman, I only recently learned that the term Eiffel Tower, I never really understood I couldn't really picture why.
You forgot about the high five.
Yes, yes. I didn't realize it was called an Eiffel Tower because the two dudes high five in the middle, thus making some approximation of the Eiffel Tower. Now, as somebody that lost a friendship with the great partner of yours, Richard Grieco, over making eye contact in a male-female-male threesome, you certainly would never complete an Eiffel Tower with a high five at the top. Am I right, Johnny?
When you're in the zone, you don't need to make eye contact to high five.
Hey, fam. There's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's choice and taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.